Noch nicht mein Telefonkopf bis Fuß auf Liebe eingestellt, denn das ist meine Welt und sonst gar nicht. Das ist, was so nicht machen, meine Natur. Ich kann nicht lieben, nur und sonst gar nicht.
Is a water dowser. So the song sings about somebody who was looking for water, but everybody persecuted him for being a magician. And when they needed him most, he was gone because they pushed him away. Happy holidays. Sing along. Well, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Dracula is coming to town. Well, he's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's going to find out who he ought to bite. Yes, Dracula is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He sleeps when you're awake. He knows if you taste that good. So tastes good for Dracula's sake. Shout, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Dracula is coming to town. Having me, and please keep listening. Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Leo. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Mrs. Garrett, and Dracula, and happy Halloween. And again, if you're free on Saturday night, 9 p.m., free show at the Gulu Gulu in Salem, Massachusetts. Happy Halloween, and vote for On the Town for Boston Music Awards. Thank you.
Hey,
and that was Daniel Ouellette. We'll be
yes. Talking to him in a short moment.
Daniel Ouellette.
Let the goblins in here. That was great, though. That was so spooky.
Oh, yeah.
I'm genuinely spooked.
All right, we have so many questions.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right.
That's going to have to wait for a little bit, because how about a little bit of music?
Yes.
Bring us back in.
Back to the tunes.
Yes. Only something appropriately spooky. Here's Footfall by Avox Blue. 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford's Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes. Tufts indeed.
We are rolling our R's.
Oh, yes. You'll understand why in a second.
Yes. It'll come much more into context now.
Only the best R rolls for our guest we have in the studio.
Yes.
We just heard Tell Me Her Name by Christopher G. Brown from 7 Months at Chimney Rock. And right before that, Footfall from A Place Without Time EP by Avox Blue.
Avox Blue, yes. And we actually have Daniel Ouellette here.
Good evening.
Yes, good
Happy
evening.
Halloween.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
It really
October.
Thank you.
It really is not October without you being here at On the Town.
Thank you for gracing us with your
haunting
incredibly
us,
macabre presence.
You are beautiful. That's what I love.
What people didn't get to experience is that the performance had a visual aspect as well.
Oh, yes.
So, I brought my videos with me tonight.
Does that kind of help you get into the performance mood? Because rarely do we have video projection at a live, at a Studio D performance.
And ornaments, too.
Ornaments, yes.
Well, you know, if the microphone is pointing in the right direction, you want to make sure that the public can see.
yeah.
Turn the mic around so everyone can see.
Oh, yes.
But it makes an ambiance, you know? We needed a little of Halloween.
Oh, yeah, you got to have that. You got to have that.
Exactly.
So you come up here pretty much every October, don't you?
Yeah, October. I mean, I'm from
to
here.
Bring
I
the
live
spook.
Here. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm from southeastern Massachusetts.
Oh.
I'm from the Bridgewater Triangle. Ah. I'm from Lakeville.
So. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Nice. I know Metro West Southwest is a very scary place.
Yeah. Well, this is southeast.
I mean,
this
southeast.
Is, yeah, it's pretty frightening down there.
It absolutely.
It's
is,
spooky.
Yeah.
It's very spooky.
Massachusetts in general is just spooky.
Yes.
Full of
witches. There were witches.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
in the place where I would highly suggest not going because now it's a tourist thing.
But I would suggest going on Saturday.
Okay.
I mean, it's
of
still.
Of course, we would suggest going on Saturday because what?
Because I'm playing at the Gulu Gulu.
Yeah.
Very nice.
The Gulu Gulu.
The Gulu awesome. Gulu Cafe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And nice. Did I totally miss that? Like Gulu Gulu Cafe on Saturday?
I don't know.
Well, I mean.
Well, you're saying it now.
Well,
you're saying it now. You're fine.
We're driving this show home.
Yeah, I looked at the event page for Gulu Gulu Cafe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those who do come out will be able to see the full visual spectacle all for themselves.
Exactly. I have a new stage set that I've put together.
Excellent. Oh, nice.
So.
Was that, like, did we see any of that in the performance tonight, or?
You just saw the lanterns in the videos.
Ah, okay.
I thought about the stairs. And I,
oh,
and I thought
stairs?
About
them.
Yeah.
No, okay. Your stairs here.
Yeah. Oh, darn.
I mean, yeah. I mean, let's let a few people in on the behind the scenes stuff. Our artists have to go up 4 flights of stairs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To come to Studio D. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got
to
work.
You got to
if you want to.
Yeah.
And but also the other thing is I didn't know how much rain you were actually going to have, so I didn't want to. Run through the rain up the street because
yeah,
I didn't know where
that's
it was
another
be.
Peek behind the curtain a little bit. It's been very rainy today. I think it's kind of dropped off a little bit right now, though.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And it's perfect. This is perfect Halloween weather.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I was scared a little while ago that it was going to
And the temps dropping like 30 degrees in 2 hours. So.
I was a bit scared it was going to get warm again because it's been really humid and sticky for the past couple of hours. But now it's nice again.
It's nice.
Nice and autumnal.
Yeah, man, exactly.
Seriously, if you want to call
the best place in the world to be specifically this time of year and only this time of year because the rest of the year Massachusetts weather is kind of stinky.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like humid summers and cold winters.
Depends how much you enjoy digging.
Yeah. Because you're either digging through snow, digging through...
Leaves,
or digging through, I don't know, bugs.
So is Gulu Gulu, like, the only thing you've got planned, like, while you're up in Massachusetts again?
Yes, it's the only thing I'm doing in Massachusetts besides this show tonight. And then I will go on to other places.
Ah.
afterward.
So you're taking this...
Where your spookiness around, is required. Yeah.
Exactly.
I do want to confirm that your show is up on the Goa Goa event page. I don't know how I missed that, but...
Oh, please don't worry about it. We're talking about it now like 6 times, so it's right. Perfect.
Well, oh, yeah, we're totally doing Daniel it. Yeah, yeah. An evening of water witching in Linda's hat.
Linda's hat, yes.
Free, no cover. All ages.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You can bring the children.
You're never too old for spookiness.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, all right.
For
so,
spooks and scares.
So it's so time we for get, screams, I get. I gotta ask. I scares. Gotta ask. Mm-hmm. The last song of your set.
Mm-hmm.
What brought that on?
Well, you know, Dracula needed a song, and we need something to like. From October 1st until January 1st, it's holiday season.
Yeah.
I mean, we just go
that
from,
is true.
You know, we're going into Halloween season. We don't care about
Christmas
Columbus.
Yet.
We just, it's Halloween. It's Halloween all October. And then,
some
you know,
September
it's,
too.
And that. Then, yeah. And yeah. then, you know, All Souls Day, which I like. I like the idea mm-hmm. of, you know, because the saints really do have great outfits.
Dia de los Muertos.
Exactly. Yes. Dia de los Muertos. And then we have... again, I don't really. I mean, I like the idea of people being thankful. I just don't care about the pilgrims.
I mean, turkeys can be pretty scary.
Yes, they can.
Oh, yeah.
It's a weird, complicated
and then there's,
history.
You know, then there's Krampus Night.
Oh yeah.
Krampus Nacht.
Exactly, just like that.
Nacht.
That's like 12 days of that dang Christmas, and then you got Boxing Day, and there's
right,
Foxing
right.
Day.
You don't
want to
Kwanzaa.
You don't want to get hit.
Yes, Kwanzaa, no. And you have New Year's. And so I thought that it would be, you know, it's a song that can carry over for 2 months.
Nothing's more terrifying than Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes.
But so that's what brought that on. I just thought that, you know, I thought that Dracula needed to carry on into Christmas.
Yeah.
And, why not?
And
exactly. It sends a good message too, you know, kids, like, watch out. Dracula's coming.
Well, you know, there is some overlap. I mean, they're watching you. Dracula watches you at the window just like
that
Santa Claus.
True.
So you're providing a vital sort of educational service
exactly,
in a way.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, watch out. He'll get you.
What's he trying to do? Like, what sort of intel is he trying to gain by watching us?
Well, he wants to know who's more delicious than you know. So it's like, you know, it's like looking at a display in a
deli. Like a wine cellar.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
You know?
Exactly. Like a nice little bakery display.
Exactly.
All right, we're all just eclairs.
That looks pretty good.
So
we're all just eclairs to him.
The show at the Goa Goa is an entire night of your projects, correct?
That is correct. That is correct. I will be singing songs that I've written over the past 30 years. So I will be doing some songs that I actually made with some friends. My friend Scott Harrison and mm-hmm. I have done songs together. And then I did a side project. Remember last year when I was here? I was here with Deirdre, and we did a project called The Countess Aleska. So she's
nice.
Actually going to show up and sing with us.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Excellent.
Very
and
cool.
Then,
special guests.
Exactly. And then I'll just sing just things from the past 30 years. Not every song is about a monster, but pretty close.
Well, your the albums that you've the last was it was a trilogy. The last 3 albums that you released, correct?
The ones I did as Daniel Lett and the Show Agent. They were kind of yes. I did them. I did 30 songs in 8 months, and then broke them up into different sounds. So there was one that was voice and percussion, and then there was the other where, like, the first song I sang tonight about the Spellbound tour.
Yeah,
that's the song Scott plays guitar on. He plays guitar on that album, and that album is strictly guitar, bass, drums, and more like rock.
Oh, okay.
As rock as I can be, because I kind of push rock away most of the time.
Right.
And
well, I mean,
rock's had its moment.
Yeah. And then the last album I did with Anne Marie and Elizabeth and Teresa Cleary. Teresa Cleary is in a couple of different local. They all are in local bands. Illusions End and Arms and Ears and As the Sparrow and Honoria. So they played different instruments, cello, violin.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then Anne-Marie would sing with me, and Deirdre, and who did the bass on the other. So those three were like, you know, it's my songwriting, but with different instruments.
Right.
My friend Jim that I play in with Transdusk is also in Illusion's End.
Oh, all right. Jim
Donahue.
Yes, Metal Jim.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yes. Oh, how fun. Yeah. Oh, so you play in a band with him.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, how cool.
Yeah,
oh,
it's a fun time. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, like the 6 degrees of Jim.
Yes.
Exactly. Something like
6
that.
Degrees of Metal Jim.
Metal Jim, exactly. Oh, how nice.
Very rad.
But he's wonderful. He actually did a show with me once.
Oh, nice.
At the Rosebud back. Maybe
the Rosebud.
I remember the Rosebud.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Rosebud. Yeah. Great. But
that's not still around, is it?
It's now just a restaurant.
Yeah, it's
okay.
You know what it was before? It was a performance venue.
I feel like a couple of years ago, I couldn't decide whether it was here or not for a while.
Yeah, that kind of was the case.
Hmm.
I mean, but a place like that would be perfect for Daniel Ouellette to do his what do you call this kind of a show?
Well, I just think it's a musical act because sometimes, okay. I mean, when I have the pleasure of working with other musicians, I do, but sometimes schedules don't work in a certain way, and I'm like, well, I want to play, and I'm just going to do what I want to do, and there are all kinds of options. A venue can say no, people can leave if they don't like it, that's okay too. I will probably follow them, but on their way out, I will follow them. But, so when I'm booking, I call it a musical act. But if you ask me, I say I'm a singer-songwriter because singer-songwriters don't just play acoustic guitars.
Right.
That is true.
You know, I've wrote almost every song I play or co-wrote, with the exception of a couple of covers here or there that I change into other songs.
Right. And
actually, last night, it is going to come out this year, but before Krampus Night or Krampus Nacht. I changed O Holy Night, and it will be a Krampus ballad.
Okay.
So listen for that in the next few weeks. Right.
Fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. Wow.
So, you know, but before you know it, I will have probably a demented Halloween / Christmas album I can sort of make a compilation of that I'll sell on television.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That sounds like a good time for everybody.
Do the 1:30 a.m. infomercial scene.
Oh, you know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do.
That is made for TV.
Mm-hmm.
That is scary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And I can just picture it because with the visuals going on and he's in front of the mic.
Oh, yeah. The side view or like the double view, like the way the school pictures used to be taken.
I'm totally picturing that like old school 70s style, only with your beautiful Dracula.
The little
Dracula's coming to town.
Little soft focus filter at times.
Yes.
But it's got to be dark, like dark red and purple lights.
Sure.
Still have that 80s glare, though.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it would be nice, too, or like, you know, the year without Santa Claus. And I'm Mr. Miser. You know, just like little maze dancing at the bottom of the screen, like they do with the
old school Chiron. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Little canes and little flat hats.
Exactly. We can, you know, seance Shirley Booth to show up and tell them to stop fighting.
Oh, boy.
All right.
That sounds like a blast.
So now he has to finish this album so we can make this infomercial.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So.
Yes, I like this. I like where this is going.
Yes. No, so where else are you taking this show?
I'm playing in the D.C. area.
Okay.
And nice. Then the week of Halloween, I'm playing two shows in Montreal, Quebec.
Quebec.
Chanté toute la nuit.
So are you able to translate all of your songs into French for the show?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't because when I write tonight I sang in French and I sang in Spanish and I sang in Portuguese. When I write in them, I was saying in English. When I write in any of those, that particular song needs that language.
Like you can't
really change it.
It suits the mood, I'm sure.
Exactly. The words won't fit. It won't work, I don't think.
Okay. Mm.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, if you're playing Montreal, why not? you know. That's why I asked.
Oh, sure.
Throw them a few French songs. Come on.
Yeah.
I have a handful enough to sort of mix the night. You know,
nice.
Maybe about six or seven.
Ah, okay. Very nice.
But
they'll respect you a lot more when you do that, though.
Yeah.
Try so the I poutine. Hear.
Too. Oh, no.
No. No.
No. Not into poutine?
Not into poutine.
Well, no. No.
You sound like you've had a bad experience with poutine.
Oh, just the look of it.
It's okay. Gravy, curd, and fried.
Oh, no,
it just really, so people know.
It doesn't sound that appealing. I love it.
I think it's time to move on from poutine.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad's side is French-Canadian, and some of the French-Canadian food just really, like, ground up. Hamburger baked in a foot, a shoe, or whatever.
That sounds great. Oh, I want some.
Yeah. Oh boy.
No, so I got to say, when you came back into Studio A from Studio D, you did bring gifts. Did you post it to the On the Town with Mikey D page, Patrick? Because we decorated a computer with the gifts.
Oh, I haven't yet.
Oh, we got to post that.
Yeah, check, like, I guess stay tuned to the On the Town with Mikey D Facebook page, and you'll get to see.
Oh, absolutely.
Phil's laptop just absolutely decked out with just darling plastic dinosaurs.
Wait, I'll do it right now.
Yeah. So, you were saying how much you loved dinosaurs when we were off the air, and, it only made sense that I decked out my laptop with it, so.
It's perfect. It looks beautiful.
Yes.
Absolutely festive.
Yes. Oh, with twin dinosaurs right up the top. And
I think what's really great about dinosaurs is they're so very versatile. You could have them in the summer. They go great in the nativity scene at Christmas time. Because everyone knows there was a T-Rex.
I agree with all of these.
Yes. You know, you can have them for Halloween.
By all means, more dinosaurs and things.
Exactly. You know,
more dinosaurs and things.
I would love a giant dinosaur to just, like, you know, run up the street during, one of those Super Bowl parades. It would be really grand. It would be, that would add to it, I think.
That would be nice and macabre. Very, very Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh man,
no. So
good for the kids too.
Yeah, let's hammer down the show one more time.
Mm. What am I doing?
You're on.
I'm hammering something down.
Hammering something down.
So on Saturday at 9 p.m. at the Gulu Gulu in Salem, Massachusetts, I will be playing a solo show with special guest Deirdre McLaren on a few songs. We will do some Countess Zaleska songs. I will be doing three sets. So if you can't get there for right away, don't worry. There'll be plenty of time, and there'll be some breaks in between and some video to watch in between as well, so I can change my outfit. But on Saturday
there's costume changes.
Yes. Oh, wow. Generally what it is it's me running as fast as I can and tripping over myself to put on something on that later I will see in a photo is wrinkled or I've ripped.
Well, that's the beauty of live performance.
It really is. So. You just go with it. You can't control anything. Everything goes wherever it goes, and you just have a good time. And
those are some of the best performances of all, really.
Exactly. Thank you. And thank you to the three of you.
And what day is the show?
Saturday, October 5th.
Okay, so this coming Saturday.
Brave the tourists and go check it out.
Exactly. They're not cider donut as heavy touristy. Like one year I played Halloween night.
Oh, boy. Okay, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm really getting tired of people basic witching.
Yeah.
You know?
That's basically what I'm talking about.
And you are ruining my Halloween.
Basic witching, yeah.
take that to heart, people of Salem.
So what you're going to want to do, I'm instructing everyone that's going to your show, get there early. Secure your parking space if you are driving into Salem. Mm-hmm. There's a commuter train that goes into Salem, not far from the Gulu Gulu, right?
I think so.
Yes.
Get to there early. Mm-hmm. So you'll want to catch the whole show.
Mm. Faux show.
And the whole faux show. Yeah, faux show. Yeah, whole show, faux show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That sounds like a time.
Yes.
We're going to sing, and there are lots of props. So, that, you know, we'll be jingling bells and playing spoons.
Nice.
Not eating poutine, though.
No. Perish the thought.
You don't go to Salem for poutine.
No.
Oh, you might, though.
It's a popular brunch item.
Yeah.
There you go.
Who knows?
I could see the Glulu serving poutine.
Oh, they might. The
suggestions.
Poutine cafe.
Anyway. Yeah, man. But you would totally disappoint Daniel. So you may want to do that the day after he leaves.
No. I want to. You can eat whatever you want. It's never appealed to me. That and Goton, which is like a ground beef with allspice in it, and you put this on your bread or your crackers or your toast.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm weird.
Oh, I love that, my mother's
almost sounds like
guess
on a shingle.
Yeah,
a little bit,
yeah.
It does. Yeah. It's exactly what that sounds
like. I like the quiches my grand aunts.
Oh, I love a good quiche, Lorraine.
But not and that was her name too.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Tante Lorraine, of course she was, you know.
Had to be,
but she would
the
make
queen
quiche.
Of quiches.
Yes. The
Very
queen.
Nice.
Lorraine has to be the queen of quiches.
Very
I like
nice.
That.
Very nice.
And will there be gifts for the people going
to the
show?
There will
I mean,
be.
Will they be able to deck out their laptop in dinosaurs?
Actually, you know, the dinosaurs themselves are actually now... I have other gifts for the guests, but the dinosaurs, I put them all in this little, what I call a bag of excitement. So what I sell, I sell these for just something.
Yeah.
And in them are dinosaurs and confetti shaped into butterflies, like Mothra, and a pin like this one. And a download card for Dracula.
Oh, nice.
Which
Very
are,
nice.
You know, at the show, which we will not discuss anything else.
Yeah, we don't want to give everything away.
No.
So this,
but there will be gifts.
Saturday, October 5th at the Gulu Gulu, 3 sets.
Dracula will show up.
Maybe Dracula will be there.
Oh, I sure hope.
Yeah,
That would be quite a gift.
That would be wonderful.
He'll go and take over that Christmas song.
Yeah, he would. He would love that. He would definitely. He and Frankenstein.
Yeah,
so. Poor monster.
Bela Lugosi. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That was my first crush.
Oh, Bela Lugosi.
Yeah. Nothing like sitting in front of Creature Double Feature when you're 4, just wishing you could live in that castle.
Blue.
Yeah, I do not say blue.
Okay,
man.
Thank you so much
thank
for
you
coming.
So much.
Thank you, all 3 of you, all 4 of you.
Yes.
And happy 30th anniversary on the air.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
30 years.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for...
thank you for plugging our Boston Music Award nomination, too.
Win. Vote.
BostonMusicAwards.com/vote.
Vote early, vote often.
Early, vote often. Right.
Vote for multiple IP addresses. Yeah.
Fantastic. So,
exactly. It's legal.
So that doesn't say in the rules you can't do that. It doesn't say dog can't play basketball.
No.
Exactly.
So I think it's about time to get back to some music.
Yeah, let's get some music.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, Dan.
You were going to bring us in with a little bit of Down City Armory, I believe.
Yeah.
Right. What track do we got from them? Is it...
I think it is...
Girls Love Digital, right?
Is it Girls Love Digital or Girls Heart Digital? I forget how it exactly went when it came out all those years ago. No, just kidding. It was 2013. All right, so let's listen to Girls Love Digital from Down City Armory, 91.5 WMFO.
Century mass perversion was act this way online. But if the whole damn world is gonna try to curb girls and ladies shine, your most dangerous lie. So tonight we come, 'cause girls love digital.
Yeah! your head down. Take what's wanted. Keep your sights locked on what you've hunted. Now who's the hunted?
WMFO, Medford Tufts Reformer Radio.
Yeah.
So we,
Friends in need deserve Tufts indeed.
So our guest kind of put us on a little bit of a spooky, scary kick in the last block. That right there was Slider and Morris Black, a former Boston resident and current Boston resident, collaborating on The Hunt.
Nice.
Following that, Transdusk with Deathblow Automatic off of their self-titled physical release.
Yeehaw.
And just before that, Girls Love Digital by Down City Armory, which we were in rap debate over whether that's Girls Heart Digital or Girls Love Digital.
It's Girls Less Than 3 Digital.
There we go.
Yep, that's
it's
it.
On
that's
the artwork.
We finally got it, Todd.
Finally got
Todd's
it.
Todd's going to kill us. But that brings an end to Aww. On the Time of Mikey D.
Having a good time. Play tunes.
Yes, we love to play the tunes. But fear none. Next Wednesday, Angel will be here. We have 3 more hours of local music, live music, recorded music.
So big,
local music.
Big thanks to our guest, Daniel Ouellette.
Yes.
Big thanks to Nigel, who had that those nice words to say about... dried fruit.
Thank you. Yeah, really important stuff. Important, hard-hitting stuff.
Big thanks to water.
Yeah, yeah. I've
you need,
heard that
you need it.
Yes.
You
need it. Drink some water right now.
Yeah.
With your dried fruit.
There you go. Might dry you out.
So. And it, all right, we got to be gotta be a teeny bit annoying about this. Come vote for On the Town with Mikey D for best radio show.
Yes.
At the BostonMusicAwards.com/vote. And vote early, vote often. We would really, really love to win this award. So we can say we are award winning and probably the closest I'll ever personally get to a Boston Music Award. Despite all of my time in the scene. But,
hey.
Yeah. Help us win an award, and we'll all go out to Denny's.
Yes. Yes. Ooh. Yes. Moons over my hammy with the BMA right in the middle of the table. That's a plan.
That sounds great. Yeah, there's one in Leominster right near me, so let's go.
Oh awesome.
Nice.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you guys so much. What do we have to close out?
Close us out, Stand on the Spooky Kick with Cataclysm by Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys.
Yes.
Love those guys.
Perfect. A BMA nominee himself.
I'm sure they've got something planned for the Halloween season.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Those guys? Really? All right.
Thank you very much for joining us once again.
All right. Thank you so much.
Next again.
Good night.
See you next week.
Bye.
Good night.